So let's get to one of the things that may or may not be controversial here, Ken, the long-term cell phone use and its effect on your health. I'm not sure. This has been studied, and it's important to study because everybody's using these things. I think it depends a lot on the type of usage where you keep the cell phone even on your person, right?
Exactly. This is newsy because the California Health Department just this week made a big to-do about the safety of cell phones, and that's why I think it's newsworthy. What happened is the California Department of Public Health, they have raised concerns about the radio frequency energy emitted from cell phones, believing that there's research now that suggests that long-term extensive use, Doug, may affect health. And my recommendation is to reduce exposure to radio frequency energy. What you want to do not keep your phone in your pocket, move it away from your bed at night, or even turn it off. You know, the kids are now sleeping with it. It's affecting the development of their brains. It's on all night. And keep the phone away from your body if possible.
All right. So can we just for a minute digress to the deadline for the Affordable Health Care Act? I'm not sure. This is sign-up time for all, but everything is considered Obamacare still now, isn't it? Or what? I get confused sometimes because I think of what happens for those of us who are under Medicare, not influenced by Obamacare at all, but there is a sign-up period for Medicare as well. As a doctor, you're not necessarily the administrator, but you know what goes on. So why is it that this becomes, somebody printed out a friendly reminder, the deadline for most Americans is this weekend.
Right, and to sign up for Obamacare, if you're 65 or older, you sign up for Medicare, and you can, if you're unable to get health insurance privately, or if you just want to compare what Obamacare policies are out there, then this is the open enrollment time, and it's time to take action.
Mm-hmm. All right. Move it or lose it. In other words, it sounds like that's the prescription here. Here's some good news. Well, I don't know if it is. Depends on what they are. I haven't seen this yet. So everybody open your ears. Ken's got a review of personality traits that will help you live longer. I mean, there's got to be some things like get rid of stress, but this sounds like a more positive approach. Instead of get rid of this, don't do that, is there something here that would tell you, please do this or follow that?
Well, yes? This is out of the International Psychogeriatrics Medical Journal this week, and it's a study of the mental health and personalities, Doug, of elderly adults ranging in age from 90 to 101 years old. And
really,
the unique features associated with better mental health of this elderly population are, you ready for the list of personality traits?
Yep.
And you have most of them. Positivity, work ethic, stubbornness, and a strong bond with family, religion, and land.
Really?
Very old adults have significant self-confidence and decision-making skills compared to younger folks. So the personality traits were positivity, work ethic, stubbornness, and a strong bond with family, religion, and land.
There you go. And I do have that, actually. I would say I have most of those.
I would say so.
So here we go.
Here comes 101.
There we go. So the next item, I want you, Kara, you've got a commercial there that we've been running for, and I'm not sure because I haven't heard the whole thing, whether it's a generic form of Viagra or a substitute. We're talking, let's have Ken give us the information about the new form of Viagra that's on the market now. And then I just want to listen to this commercial, and you tell me whether this is the same thing. But what's the story first, Ken?
Let me briefly just review with you the history of Viagra, because this is something that you're always interested in whenever I talk about these medications.
Yeah.
You know, where did it come from? Why did they think of that? And Viagra is one that I know you'll be interested in. It was discovered in 1989 by British scientists, and they called it sildenafil, the chemical, and they had hoped that it and expected that it would be a medication that would lower blood pressure and help with angina, inadequate blood flow to the heart, because they discovered that this chemical, they call it UK92480. That's when these chemicals are originally discovered. They get numbers like that before you even get a name. And they just noted that this chemical would relax blood vessels. It would open them up so blood could flow better. So they initially put it in test in the early 1990s as a blood pressure lowering medicine.
Bob Dole was the first one. I remember him talking about Viagra.
That was much later. But in the early 1990s, they were testing it for lowering blood pressure and increasing blood flow to the heart as an angina medicine. But it really failed. It was crummy. But what do you think happened? What do you think the major adverse, so-called adverse, unexpected reaction effect of this chemical was?
Arousal.
It caused erections, and they noticed that unexpectedly the guys were all getting erections. And then in the mid-1990s, we began to understand the blood flow aspect of erectile dysfunction, and this then became Viagra. Unexpectedly, it was discovered, expected to be doing something else. So it was approved in 1998 as an erectile dysfunction medicine. And the news this week is that there are now two generic versions of the erectile dysfunction drug Viagra that are scheduled to hit the market this week. One of the new generics is made by Teva Pharmaceuticals and the other by Greenstone, which is a subsidiary of Pfizer, which is the company that manufactures Viagra. The generic versions of the little blue pill, sildenafil, Doug, will likely be cheaper than the brand name Viagra for most men. And the really good news is that more generic versions are expected next year, which will continue to drive prices even lower.
All right. So now that we have that story, we figured, I think we had talked about this earlier in the year, about how it was time the 10 years is up and there'll be generic forms all over the place that are not, because they're not protected. The patent sort of runs out after 10 years on any of these new drugs, right? They have 10 years to make their money, and then everybody can knock it off. Isn't that what happens in the drug world?
It varies in country, and here it was approved in 98, and now in 17, the generics are available.
Okay. All right. So Kara's going to play a commercial for a company named Marley Drug. And it is, I believe, for this sort of thing. But I actually haven't listened to it. So let's listen to this, and you tell us what we're getting when we call and order this stuff.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
All right. So what do you make of that? What are we getting when we buy that product, Marley Drug?
Well, that is, sildenafil is the chemical that is Viagra. And Viagra comes in three different doses, 25, 50, and 100 milligrams. And I think he said 20 milligrams.
Mm-hmm. So what they're getting is this generic form, it sounds like.
In a low dose.
Yeah. All right. Well, is that all it takes? What do you, when somebody asks you, do you cut the pill in half because you don't need it to last as long or whatever? What do you say? What do you tell them?
Well, most patients are recommended 50 milligrams taken as needed.
Yeah.
And some people, to save money, will try and see if the lower dose works.
That's pretty funny. Save a little, but it may not last as long, but you'll save some money. Hoo-ha.
But for most patients, the recommended dose is 50 milligrams an hour before sexual activity is about to start.
Okay. So not good in the planning or the spontaneity department, for
sure.
But
you can take it from anywhere between 30 minutes to 4 hours before.
Yeah. So let's talk about the relationship of blood flow. You're a cardiologist. What is there about this? This is something I've never actually thought about before, but it really is kind of intriguing. The effect of whatever that drug is, and it just affects your penis and the blood flow to the penis versus, you know, wherever else blood goes, your brains and all over your body. does this actually have the ability to focus in on that one part of your body, or does every part of your body benefit? You just don't feel it like you feel it down there.
Well, this was a novel way to increase blood flow. There's a lot of different pathways we have as physicians to increase blood flow. And this was a new way to affect blood flow. And the thought was that this pathway would be important in the circulation to the heart. But it turns out it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal in controlling blood flow in the genitalia.
Huh. Isn't that interesting how they
can get it? It's just the way the body works.
To the point of being that specific. It really is.
Absolutely, yes.
Pretty fascinating, actually. All right, speaking of heart health and what it is that keeps your body functioning well, pretty much now it's known through research, good research, that products like krill oil and fish oil are superb in terms of the cardiological benefits, your cardiovascular health, make your doctor happy when he or she sees the results of you taking all this fish oil and krill oil together. It's one product from Purity Products called Krill Omega 50 Plus. Comes with CoQ10. So, Ken, there's the effect on your cardiovascular health, gets blood to your brains and your muscles and all that good stuff. And then joint comfort comes from the krill oil, good for your joints. And then there is the impact or the effect of the CoQ10, which gives you energy. All of those things together for your support, for your benefit, boost all of these things. You're going to feel better, guaranteed. In the first place, the guarantee works. It's not owe your money back because you don't have to pay for the first bottle, which is what's so cool about this Omega 50 Plus. Call 800-355-1493 and order your free bottle of Purity Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Pay a couple of bucks for shipping, and that's it. Free bottle. The debate is over. This is going to do you, and you're going to feel it. And in 7 days, you're going to say, okay, I'm staying on this. I'm going to keep with it because it makes you feel so good, and it is so good for you. 800-355-1493 for your free bottle. So yesterday, I went to the doctor because I've had this sort of chronic cough and trying to figure out what the stuff is that's going on in my body, why there's so much sputum or whatever they call it. I don't know where that who came up with that name? That's a horrible name, by the way. Whatever. I suppose it describes it pretty well, though. Yellow gunk that comes up when you're going through with most people, it's a reaction to colds, isn't it? If it's yellow, it means one thing. If it's green, it means something else. What's the difference between the yellow and the green stuff you cough up?
Well, usually, but not always, usually if it has any color, it's associated with a bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's clear, it's not. But that's not 100%, but it's a good guide.
Yeah, all right. So I have some sort of infection that I've had apparently for quite a long time, and my immune system is strong enough so that it wards it off. But still, there's a cough there, and there's some kind of stuff that comes up. So I went to the pulmonologist, as you recommended, and this fella is right out of Tufts Medical School, and he had a son named Miles, which got us going in all kinds of directions of pleasant conversation. And he looked at me and he said, okay, there's one out of three things that's wrong with you. And he looked at the x-rays. He had at his disposal, Ken, because I use a primary care person up here that's connected to this hospital, and all of the people that I use, and it kind of wasn't something that I did on purpose, but it just happened that I prefer the people who are in this office in this location, and they're all connected to the hospital. So this guy's got my entire record there of exchanges of office time and whatever. And the only thing that's not in there is my time that I've spent with you, because you're not a part of this system. But all the other doctors and all their other notes for years and years and years pop up on my file. So this guy's looking back through when I had the x-ray. He looks at a copy of the x-ray. He goes back to all kinds of other things that are in the record, which I frankly was quite impressed with. I thought that was very helpful because we were looking at a lot of different things. They answered lots of questions quickly. And so he come back around to figuring it's one of three things. And so instead of being able to figure out what it is, they determine what it is by figuring out what it isn't.
Can I just back up a second?
Yeah.
You have what's called a chronic cough, which means a cough for more than 8 weeks. And we're trying to figure out, as detectives, as doctors think, what could be possibly causing that. And there's a number of reasons why you get a chronic cough. There's infections, as you were mentioning, asthma, postnasal drips, GERD, blood pressure drugs, and chronic bronchitis are the most common. Now, I'm sorry, you go.
All right. Well, he thinks it's GERD. It is not a sinus drip. The ear, nose, and throat guy took care of that. It's either GERD or what was the other thing you said?
Asthma.
It's not asthma, but I have had heavy bronchial all my life. And the first question he asked me was, how much secondhand smoke was I around as a kid? And I thought that was really very telling. He said, well, it gets started way back then. That stuff gets into your lungs. And I've never smoked. I've never done any drugs. Don't do alcohol or any of that stuff. But he said that was the first question he asked. And the lady takes my blood pressure, and the first go-through on the blood pressure is 112 over 70.
Good.
And she says, oh, that's very good. I said, no, that's a little high for me. I must be a little worked up because I walked up the stairs instead of, it was on the fifth floor, I walked up the stairs instead of going up in the elevator. And she said, well, give me a minute, or give yourself a minute. And she got that oxygen thing. I don't understand how they put that thing on your finger. And from that, they can tell that you have 96% or 98%, whatever that number is. How do they do that just with the thing that they stick on your finger?
It emits light, and it looks at the color of your nail bed.
What's that got to do with oxygen in your system?
Well, that will affect the color of your nail bed.
Really?
If you have no oxygen, they get pretty purple.
So what does the number 98 mean, which is what she came back with?
That's excellent. You want it above 92, the higher the better, 100%. 98 is excellent.
All right. Anyway, so
you're getting enough. In other words, your lungs are bringing enough oxygen into your blood, and that's what it's all about.
Well, that explains why in a pulmonary office they'd want to have that.
Absolutely.
Because they want to know if you're exchanging. My mother died because she couldn't exchange from her lungs to her heart.
Right.
You know, the blue blood never became red again. And that's what really happens. You cannot get the oxygen into your blood.
The lungs are all about getting oxygen into the blood and getting carbon dioxide out.
So then she does another blood pressure, and it was 110 over 60. I said, you're not going to get much different than that. That's about where it is. And she said, how old are you?
She couldn't believe it. That's probably the lowest blood pressure she saw all day.
Listen, God love her. All right, so back to the three things, though, that are a part of this. He says one of them is, as you said, GERD. One of them is we just went through them. One of them is whether or not you have a lung infection, if you will, a chronic bronchitis or something like that. And I forget what the third one was. It wasn't postnasal drip. We eliminated that, but there was something. Anyway.
Asthma, so he says, or allergy.
Yeah. But what really kind of bothered me about this was instead of being able to figure out by doing a lot of tests what it is, they give you a course of treatment to find out what it isn't. So they've given me, what is it, Prilosec? Give Jack Stockwell a heart attack because he can't stand any of that stuff. Prilosec or Prevacid or whatever the hell it is. And I'm going on that for 2 weeks. And then if the coughing has stopped and the sputum has stopped, then it's the GERD.
Right. You know, this is the way medicine has evolved to save money. Instead of doing nice, clean tests, diagnostics to identify the cause, they're just giving you drug testing to see which one works.
It's horrible.
Cheaper way of doing it.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
It is. It's sad.
Yeah, it really is. Because you're going to subject your body to all that stuff, which by design is bad for you. It kills all the good bacteria in your system. And unless you're on some sort of a routine like I am with the prebiotics and the other things that are going to add the bacteria, the good bacteria back to your system, you know, most people don't know that that's what they're supposed to do. So they get themselves more exposed because of a weakened immune system to who knows what's around.
So he's treating you now for GERD, correct?
Yes, okay. That's what that is.
And that's not an antibiotic. They're giving you Prilosec.
That's over the guy.
It's an acid suppressor.
And so What does that tell you? Does that tell you that if in 2 weeks I still have the problem, then they obviously haven't found it using that technique, so we go on to the next one?
Right. It's like going to the Chinese restaurant, one from column A and one from column B.
But if, Ken, if that's the case and it isn't GERD, then it's some kind of a bronchial, if I'm listening to him correctly,
Then it's either in this chronic bronchitis or infection. But the other possibility is, you know, you could have some sort of asthma or allergy.
Yeah. He didn't think it was asthma, but he did talk a lot about allergies and tests that I've had done. And remember, you saw the results of the test. They showed that I wasn't. Now, what I thought is I would certainly be allergic to ragweed and some of the constant pollens that are on the farm. And he said, no, there's none of that in your record. He had the whole record of when I had the test done 3.5 years ago.
But you may have a chronic bronchitis.
I had a lot of bronchitis when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
A lot of heavy cough, a lot of heavy chest stuff. And it went away for a while, but now it seems to be rearing its ugly head.
That wouldn't surprise me if this is chronic bronchitis.
And then what do you do with that?
Well, you're at the right spot. A pulmonologist will treat it with medication.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that's that. Let's look ahead or look around and see what else is going on. I see a report in the New York Times today that Legionnaire's disease is rising at an alarming rate all across the country. There's an uptick, and this is a waterborne disease, fatal in 1 out of 10 cases. So why would that be? This is a lung thing, right? We're back to lung things again.
Well, Legionella is caused by a bacteria. I was a first-year medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, and there was a Legionnaires' convention in downtown Philadelphia. This is the summer of 1975.
It was the Biltmore Hotel, if I remember.
Yes, and I was doing autopsy pathology, and suddenly, sadly, people were dying, and it was clear that there was something new, and they brought the specimens to where I was a medical student, and I was with the pathologists as they were discovering a new bacteria, this Legionella, and it turns out to be occurring more and more frequently. It usually is found in the moisture of air conditioners.
Mm-hmm. So there are 6,200 cases right now, 14% increase from the same time last year, double the number from the year before. This is not contagious. So you're breathing in water droplets, if I understand the
When you say it's not contagious, what do you mean?
Well, it doesn't go from one person to another. Do I need to ask that as a question? If you have Legionnaire's disease, getting it from mist, you're not going to give it to somebody else unless, I suppose, you sneeze in their face or something, right?
That's what we believe.
Plumbing systems and that kind of stuff.
It's in the air.
Yeah. So how do you treat it? If these people are down, 1 in 10 are dying.
Antibiotics.
Heavy, must be heavy, heavy antibiotics.
Right. If you treat it, there are effective antibiotics for it. But the key is making the diagnosis.
That's very hard to do, apparently, too, isn't it?
Well,
because it's like a flu, or it presents. How does it present?
Similarly, and you just have to make sure you're thinking about it. And if you do, you treat it. But the key is that, you know, people get these things. You can't imagine how many people are walking around with horrible coughs, productive of different sputums, and just won't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So if you're making colored sputum, please call your doctor.
It seems to be more of a problem in New York than anywhere else, and I wonder why that would be. Is it in some public place in New York that this stuff is
well? It's
growing?
Not only New York, but, you know, think about how old and how many air conditioning compressors there are. And that's where it often accumulates, in these older air conditioning systems.
And it was in Disneyland in California. There were a number of cases that came out of there last month.
It's all over.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's something to be careful of.
And the people who have these facilities need to be aware of it. And the more responsible facilities are checking for it. There's now a whole arena of engineers that go through buildings looking for it. I have one who, as a patient, and he's very busy. But there is a plan. It's a matter of the owners of these large hotels just putting it in the budget to look for it.
Really? All right. There's some news for those who are patients with irregular heart rhythm. We'll talk to Ken about that as a cardiologist. Good time for me to remind you about how to boost your immune system. At this time of year, you'll need both of these products. That is the ripened fruits that are in the fruit servings of Balance of Nature products. And then there are the vegetables, the veggies, the fruits and the veggies, two separate capsules. You take them both every day, and in a week, your immune system will be enhanced by 700%. They also provide you with a health coach. Got questions? Won't cost you any money. You can go and ask your questions online at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV, or you can dial 800-246-8751. And the benefits here of the dosage of the fruits and vegetables, it's pretty clear. I think Ken and I have talked about this 100 times, if we talked about it once, how vegetable consumption is way down. And when you're remarking about what people are supposed to do for a healthy lifestyle, you always say, eat your fruits and vegetables, have a healthy diet. And then there is the government recommending, 11 or 9 or some combination of numbers that nobody ever meets when it comes to have this number of fruits and this number of vegetables. Nobody ever eats that much. I'm the only one who comes close to it in my circle. When it comes to fruits, I usually have a dozen different fruits a day while I'm on the air. My snacks are all these different fruits, but I don't even get enough. I want to enhance my immune system, and so to do that, go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV, because in using that, you get a free month's supply of both of these products and special pricing on some other things that they have in their catalog. This is a remarkable, remarkable product. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. It's amazing. Maybe that's even an understatement. Go to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the DJV code. Get a free month supply of both of the products. Balanceofnature.com. Enhance your immune system by 700%. Use the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. Dr. Ken brought to us in part by the folks who are bringing you a way to enhance your immune system at this time of the year. Wouldn't you like to have your immune system boosted by 700%? That's what happens when you go on the daily routine of all these different whole ripened fruits and veggies that are powdered and put into the capsule at balanceofnature.com. So enhance your immune system. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the code DJV for 1 month free. The free month supply of both of these products available at nature, balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. It's the code DJV you want to use. All right, so Ken is a cardiologist, and because of that, I find this very interesting, the use of Ritalin during pregnancy and what it does to the mother and the baby. Maybe we start with a definition for those who don't know, Ken, what Ritalin is and what it's supposed to do. What does it help with?
Well, this comes out of JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Psychiatry, this week. Ritalin, or Concerta, it's used for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Doug, and if you take Ritalin or Concerta and you're planning to become pregnant, you might want to talk to your doctor about switching your medication first. This new study found a small increased risk of having a baby with heart defect if Concerta or Ritalin, which is methylphenidate, was taken by the mother-to-be.
Really? All right. So what under – isn't taking Ritalin really an extreme way to deal with whatever it's supposed to deal
it's
with?
Amphetamines are used for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults. Mm.
All right. I know a lot of people who have been on it, but it seemed to be an old drug. That's why I was wondering.
It's not one of the more, there are newer ones that are being used, but it's still out there.
That's what I thought. Okay. Also from the cardiological closet, middle-aged people with hardened arteries. Man, this is disturbing.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. This comes out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. It's mainstream cardiology. And they report this month, Doug, that half of middle-aged people who are at normal weight and do not smoke or have diabetes may have clogged arteries. And a high level of bad cholesterol for that person is felt to be the main reason why apparently healthy individuals suffer heart attacks or strokes in middle age. Atherosclerotic plaques Doug, they're present 50% of the time in middle-aged individuals. These are people 40 to 54 years old with no classical cardiovascular factors, according to this study. So you want to get your all of your risk factors, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight, all checked, blood sugar. And for many people, what you think is good for cholesterol is just way too high. This is individualized. You need to talk to your doctor. A preventive cardiologist can be very helpful here to know what your guidelines should be, because everybody's different. It's not one number fits all, and that's what this study is trying to say.
Who else do I know, or do we know, or anybody know, who's a preventive cardiologist beside you? I never heard the term before, even used, until it was applied to you.
Got to get out of your nest a little more.
Well, the only cardiologist I think I've ever seen in my life is you.
Well, that's it. That's nice. Thank you.
Well, I have no reason. I didn't have a reason other than you and I were on the air together to see you in the first place.
There's about 20,000 of us in the country.
Preventative cardiologists or just cardiologists?
Cardiologists.
Yeah, I think there's only one preventative cardiologist. That's you. Well, there ought to be a lot more.
But thank you.
All right, so here's another thing to keep in mind when it comes to circulation, cardiovascular health, which is what Ken is all about when it comes to preventing problems. You might want to get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. You can get that free bottle by calling 800-355-1493. Yep, I did say free, F-R-E-E, free. And in this Krill Omega 50 Plus, the best of the fish oils, the best of the krill oil together, so it promotes healthy cardiovascular systems, amongst other things. But the free bottle, you try it and see what it does for your being. 800-355-1493.